We're going to start so we know how to bring it back down here.
Hey, settle down back there.
You got it.
Coulter's loud. I'm sorry.
All right. We'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our CDRA April 8th, 6 p.m. regular meeting. We'll start off tonight with a roll call.
Paul.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Russ.
Yeah, I'm here.
Rondi.
Here.
Okay.
Yes.
And Lynn,
just excused. Okay, next is approval of minutes from our March 11th regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m.
Well, I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes for the regular CDR meeting, CDRA meeting, March 11th. 6 p.m. regular meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, a motion by Bull, second by Paul, to approve the minutes from March 11th, 2025 regular CDRA meeting for the 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated March 1st, 2025 to March 31st, 2025 in the amount of $17,487.43.
Yeah, most of this is some panels and stuff for conduit, for the, not conduit, but they're reading it.
And is that part, does that go towards, can we use that for the grant?
For the target.
Yeah,
that's
that can be applied, money spent to be matched by the grant.
Yeah. I'll make the motion we approve invoice register 31-2025 to 3-31-2025 in the amount of $17,487.43.
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion by Paul, second by Kay, to approve invoice register dated March 1st, 2025 to March 31st, 2025 in the amount of $17,487.43. Roll call?
Paul?
Yes.
Russ?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
Kay?
Yes.
Hey, Mom, we'll turn some time over to you.
Thank you very much. Okay, the minutes pretty well reflect what we talked about last time. This is kind of an update from that. A couple of years ago, we had $109,000 from the Paul Bruhn grant. That's a grant that goes through the National Park Service. We used that to use matching grants, 70% grant, 30% match for business owners on Main Street. We have an application in for a Paul Bruhn grant for $74,100. And that would be used for the Triangle Apartment upgrades and also to do the east side of the Wasatch Block Group, as I mentioned in our last meeting. An update on that. Both those applications are still pending because of the freeze. So we don't know where we stand on the $74,100. And the other grant for the CLG grant is for $40,000, and that's for the Triangle Apartment. So we have a total of $114,100. We have applications in that look good to do the apartments, Triangle Apartments, and the Wasatch Block Building. Those funds are frozen. I'm on in touch with this on a regular basis. I don't know where this is going to go. Probably the same way that the tariffs are headed. We're going to have to wait and see what happens. Having said that, on the other side of the equation, and this is money that's been approved, the following amounts have been approved by the National Park Service. These are just the ones in Mount Pleasant. We've got about 500,000 frozen for the end of the year, but through to the first CRs that went from, first CR went from October 1, 2024 to December 20. The next one went from December 21 to March 14th. And finally was a CR passed that went from March 15th to September 30th for the entire fiscal year. We don't know what's going to happen on that. I watched the budget. But here is what for Mount Pleasant was approved during those CRs. $13,000 for City Hall, that was for the carpet upstairs. The Equestrian Center, $26,000 was approved. Venice Memorial, $30,000 was approved. Main Street work grant for other businesses on Main Street, $24,810 was approved. The bike path in Springs, Mount Pleasant to Spring City for $39,500 was approved, $27,000 for the park. So approved during the CR period, just for Mount Pleasant, was $160,310. Those funds are still frozen.
Okay, so it's approved, but frozen.
But frozen. The ones for the apartments are applications. We don't know if they're going to be awarded yet, but they're frozen. So the total amount frozen is $274,410. I don't know what's going to happen to that. No one knows. I just wish the chaos and confusion. We don't get involved in politics. We just analyze the data. And I hope it ends pretty soon because it's affecting a lot of projects where money has been committed and people have counted on it. So I'll update you when it happens. In the meantime, again, to reiterate, $160,310 for Mount Pleasant approved, frozen. Applications, they look good, $114,000 frozen. And again, the bottom line, $274,410.
So of the frozen funds, like, it's been approved but frozen, does any of that, do we owe anybody any of that, or is that just waiting?
Well, we're very careful. What we do is we put together what's called the task agreement, which is approved by the National Park Service Regional Office out of Denver. And then we do not commit the funds. We tell our partners that the funds will be forthcoming, but we don't spend any of it until we actually get it deposited by Fedwire in our account. So none of this is money that's lost. Just like your stock market's on paper.
Hey, you don't lose anything until you sell.
Yeah. That's all I have. It's going to be a question. We all know about the bids that came up. We're up just quickly on the trail. We're looking just again today. We have the funding. Is there $1,390,000 from UDOT? $750,000 comes from Outdoor Rec, State Parks. $90,000, which is granted and in the bank from the Heritage Area for $90,000. So we have $2,230,000 to work with. But you know, the bid from what we spent comes in at $1,514,326. So we don't want to be misled by that surplus because there's a lot of stuff to be done to make the connection. But that project's coming along good. The money's in place. The money in place at the park, that was the LWCF grant that we're doing for the $288,000. That is National Park Service money, but that came through a long time ago and is not frozen.
So when are they going to start?
Pardon?
When are they going to start on the construction of it?
The trail? Very quickly now. We're having another scoping meeting. Now the bid's out with Sunrock. We feel that they'll probably be. I talked to Sunrise a couple days ago, and they said probably in a couple weeks.
So from the trail around the park, where's it going to, I know it was going to go through Glenfield's development at one time, but
nothing's been decided. Between the two, nothing's been decided.
Well, Mike is actually right. Everything's pretty clear on what we're going to do once we get to the junction. The thing that's still out there that's got to be is how do we connect to our trailhead, and that's still being determined in discussions. Okay, that was easy enough. Wait for the thought. You guys are raised, y'all younger than me, but when I grew up in Patient, my mom always said you have the January thaw. Remember the January thaw? So maybe we'll get an April thaw instead of February.
Spring is sprung.
Everything's been frozen long enough. Huh?
Spring is sprung.
Yeah. Well, one thing I will say. The National Parks, the regional office did contact me. This is self-serving. They said, Mont, if all the heritage, when we got signed into law, our to create the Mormon Heritage Area was passed on July the 24th, 2006. And George W. Bush signed it into law on October the 12th, 2006. We had to submit a management plan to the Secretary of the Interior, and that was approved on March the 2nd, 2010. And that's when we started getting money. And we've got $5.4 million in National Park Service money. We've left it by 67. This sounds self-serving. They said, Mont, if every heritage area would have done what you did, not spent money, a lot of money on salaries and meetings and diversity and all that stuff, we wouldn't have the problem. You guys are a model. We hope you don't get punished for the sins, I didn't use that word, I was going to say it. Transgression, okay.
Mont, do we have any numbers of what was out to that rodeo arena this weekend?
Oh, that was amazing. I got pictures. I had Robert Stevens use a drone. I sent up to the Echo people because we were out last morning, and they absolutely loved it.
I saw
that. I haven't got a number yet, but we got a lot of inside photos and stuff. And then we show the whole thing from a drone. It's a thing that's really looks great.
There was a lot of great comments.
Oh, there was a director of the high school rodeo. I don't know what you'd call it. Anyway, he made a comment. He says he's never been to a place like this where you can have five arenas at one time going with events.
Yeah, we're now going to have another one. Yeah. The thing is, people who lost that front tell me all the time, the thing is beautiful about this, we always use, by the way, the Cleo and Peterson Eccles Equestrian Center got our Best Estate Award, and that dinner will be in June, we'll be back to you. But the thing they say is there's no place left where you got that open space and you got all that acreage down there. You really see that when you see that massive thing of trailers. And like you say, we get nothing but positive comments on it.
It was impressive to see all those people there, so that's good for the whole community.
Yeah. It's good for the transfer room tax. I told Kevin if this keeps up, over Mont Pleasant's going to do their own transfer room tax right down from the county.
Well, it was awesome to see you. I'll tell you, I rode out there twice. I had to take a wife to show her. What is the area they cleared off clear to the south end of the railroad track down there, the old railroad tracks?
Where the equestrian riders bought their Barbara Johansson's, they took the railroad track out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that is? They've leveled the pad out.
They leveled. I don't know what to do with you. I asked that same
they
question.
They put a culvert in and
I thought you might have been talking about
covered it.
In terms of parking, we got a hold of Kevin Watts, and we were able to use his lot there. We probably ought to try to get that lot because that really helped a lot. And then across the street where that gravel is, I think that's something that the Kendalls and Vernon done. We thought about parking there. We got everybody parked, but it was pretty tight down there.
You know, where the old railroad tracks, what I'm talking about.
I know you're
the very
right,
end
I
of it.
I've asked.
Where the ditch was, they covered the ditch, they put the ditch in culvert, and then they leveled a big area back there.
I asked Jack what's happening on that. I'm going to try to find out and go meet with him, because I haven't got any answer to that right now.
Yeah, I just wondered, geez.
I don't have the answer.
I know Brotherson's done it.
I know about it. I didn't mean to shift and talk about the other, but I still talk about the parking situation.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out. I don't know what they have in mind. I'm going to find out.
Yeah. I don't know who Bill is. Did anybody know who Bill is that made the comment that it was better than the Golden Spike?
So that's my sister's brother.
Oh, hey, what is he?
It's an extended family. Well, she calls him his brother, but they're really not brothers. Anyway, they're real close, but that's who that is.
Okay.
And they had no, there was understanding that, I'm on the city council here, and that's, the comments were directed kind of towards, I can't remember what I said exactly, but.
Yeah, but you just said that it was the facility and everything that took place, and it was run better than the Golden Spike was.
Yeah, we get out of compliments.
Yeah.
We get the 5-acre arena done. And now the thing that really amazes people, one thing we have that nobody's got is that 60-acre eventing trail. And that is a major asset, too, so nobody can match that complex.
Well, they just about took it all up.
So anyway, we'll just keep going. We're looking at options, looking at EDA for more money to Cole, trying to get some money to chip and seal and roll down the industrial park. I've been in touch with EDA to see if their money's frozen. We got some more lots done. We'd like to get a public partnership with them. We have one owner has got 5 acres down there and 8. We're trying to get some money so they can help them get those lots subdivided. So we got, if not, we're going to try to get the land back because we have more demand for people, businesses down there when we have supplies.
So you think there's a chance of getting more money for another industrial park?
You know, I keep looking at that. That's a good priority in our 10-year plan and survey. And I think that we've had a track record down there to justify it. We're definitely talking about it, so it'd be helpful if you start thinking about some other locations. I don't think it's going to be happening right now, but if we can finally get a budget adopted for fiscal year 26, it starts in October, I think there's a good chance, because there'll be a lot of economic development money through the Department of Commerce.
I got a different idea. I'll have to come talk to you.
Please do. Please do. Any more questions?
So it's the EDA funds, they're froze.
It's interesting to say that. I used to always be able to get through on the phone. Nobody answers the phone or returns my emails anymore.
There's a lot of people gone.
So I hope they all didn't take early retirement. Now I find out there's another round when you think you get early retirement and get paid through the fiscal year. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I can't get
in contact. Okay. We'll keep following you.
Okay.
Good. Anybody got anything else?
It's all you, Bolt.
I guess. We'll make a motion when we adjourn.
I'll second
it. Motion by Bolt to adjourn. Second by Kate. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?